Hi, I'm Pavo.
And I'm Neil.
And we're in the cockpit of the That's No Moon podcast.
And we're flying from a galaxy far, far away to bring you the hottest, the latest Star Wars weekly news.
Hotter than the two suns of Tatooine.
Every Wednesday, we'll bring you the up-to-the-minute news.
And rumours and gossip from everything going on in the Star Wars universe.
With special episodes including movie commentaries and trailer breakdowns.
So, if you're looking for the best Star Wars podcast
to listen to while sat on the toilet having a poo,
or relaxing, drinking a nice glass of Qui-Gon gin and tonic,
visit our website, pancast.co.uk. Download them from Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or other podcast apps.
That's No Moon.
It's a podcast.
Warning. This presentation may contain adult swear words such as it may also contain actions of an adult nature such as my in the ass all over my and lick my big thank you.
And I've got a question for you, Sylvia.
Yes.
Have you ever been to Bob's Knob?
Not that I can recall.
Deb?
Not recently, no.
No? You've been to Fanny Bay?
Oh, maybe once, but it was a long time ago.
It's time for the all-new Pancast Show.
Nom 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 nom, nom 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 nom.
With your hosts, Neil!
A cow sucked it off.
Pavo!
Oh dear, so did you swallow?
Kelly!
Pussy, get out of my pants!
Ah! Sincere apologies for the absence of a show last week. This was purely down to illness, man flu, the squits, or whatever else you would like to call it. But it's all cleared away now. We are back to entertain your earlobes with the all-new Pancast Show. So the keepers pass the ball to Ronaldo. Ronaldo then takes on the defence through the left side to the right. He passes one player. He passes two players. He's gone through the middle of the field now. He's making his way forward. He's making his way up the left-hand side of the pitch through another player. Oh, what ease. He passed him. What ease. He's across. He's around. He's on the edge of the box now. He goes round. Left, right, left, right. He's through. He's past their defence. He stops in the six-yard box. He's put his foot on the ball. All he needs to do is tap it in. But he's turned to his teammate. What is he doing?
Hey, Gandalf. I'm not giving you the ball.
You shall not pass.
I know. Here. Poop. I poop it in. Oh, check out my cheeky pecs.
Right, apologies for the start of the show. We used the jingle from last week when Kelly should have been in and people were poorly. It's not Kelly at all. It's the most beautiful and gorgeous Jen. Hello,
this
Jen.
This must be Jen.
There we are. This must be Jen.
Yeah, so that is my apologies, Jen. Jen, Jenny Wenny, Gen Z.
Guinevere.
Jenners. Jenny Pops.
Jenners.
That's quite nice. That's a public schoolboy nickname, isn't it?
So apologies for that, Jen. We will sort that out.
I'll forgive you.
Thank you very
much.
Just the once.
So how is everybody? We all had a good week. Hello, pal.
Hey.
Hello, Jen.
Hi.
This must be Jen.
Yay. So we had a good week?
Yeah.
Go on then, fire in, Pav. You got something to say?
Well, we've
to
got
me?
Yeah, no, we've got. I'm going to do a new feature now. The last couple of weeks, probably the last month, has been nothing but bad news. Nothing but hurricanes and storms.
Horrific incidents.
So our thoughts and prayers to everybody affected in Las Vegas
and all around the world,
and all around the world, and all the different things. Plus, also, it's been 2016 sort of level of celebrity deaths over the last couple of weeks. So we had Liz Dawn.
I know.
Tony Booth.
Yeah.
Now somebody said Bobby Nutt had died as well.
Who's Bobby Nutt?
He was like a 70s, 80s comedy.
I don't remember Bobby Nutt.
But they said that he died. Obviously,
come on.
Tom Petty.
Oh, yeah, of course, Tom Petty.
Had also died as well. So it's
Dido?
had died as well.
Okay.
So I thought that we need to do a little thing at the start of every show. If there's some bad news, we're going to counter it. I'm going to find three pieces of really funny news, and you two can choose which one we're going to do.
So, like, good news?
It's good news. It's fun news. It's that sort of... and finally, bit of news that is at the end of the thing. So I've called this part this. Life is shit. So, okay, so that's what it's
called. Do that once more.
Life is shit.
Okay. Shortened to the point.
So I'll give you the headlines.
Headline
us
up.
For these three stories, you tell me which one you want to hear, okay? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we got man smuggles gold in his ass.
Oh.
Dog walker finds intact penis and testicles.
Ooh.
Or dog has it licked.
Ooh. I'll let ladies choose this.
So
week.
Which one would you like to hear, Jen? Which one would you like more of the deets on?
The second one. Dog walker.
Dog walker finds intact penis and testicles. Now, this is strange because I found this... Well,
what did you
fact,
find?
No, apart from the fact that I found this on the Huffington Post online website,
right.
Okay? Bear with me. A woman whose dog grabbed something in his mouth after it had washed up on the beach had expected to find a dead bird. However, Julie Edwards was shocked to discover that her basset hound, Molly, had instead found an intact penis and testicles. Now, that's not the strange bit. The strange bit is the next sentence, right? The dog walker came across the body parts on Monday after taking Molly to Breen Beach in Somerset.
Oh, wow, that's next to Western Supermare.
I have been there I don't know how many times.
Okay.
I've never seen a penis and testicles intact or not intact.
On the beach.
On Breen Beach.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have seen.
I couldn't believe that one. But that was in Huffington Post website.
I feel like I need more questions answered. Yeah. Where did it come from?
Well,
whose was it?
Let me go. I'll give you a little bit more information, okay? She immediately contacted the beach warden.
Okay.
Who then reported the find to Avon and Somerset Police.
As she would.
Where it is yet to be identified.
Right.
But Julie is convinced that it was human and looked very much like an intact penis and male testicles. Now, when it says male testicles, I don't know what female testicles
I suppose, yeah.
Because surely testicles, by definition, are male.
Do you think they put it in the lost property?
I don't know. Hang on. Let me read
on. I
should
go and try and claim it.
Wow. Well, what, do you think she'll claim it? You mean?
Yeah. Like, if you find cash and nobody claims it after a while...
It's yours after a certain period
yeah,
of time.
Yeah, she gets to keep them.
And she comes out of the police station all happy that she's got an intact penis and testicles.
Chain around her neck.
Male testicles.
Male testicles. She told Somerset Live, "I could see she was about to roll something around." I'm assuming this is Molly.
Yeah, not
the
her.
Dog. Yeah. "It is usually maggots or birds, but I stopped her and saw it wasn't that at all. It definitely looked human to me. It was an... I think it was an intact penis and male testicles." She keeps going on like male
maybe
testicles.
Maybe it's a typo. Maybe it was mole.
Mole testicles. Well, she wouldn't be able to see that, would
They'd
she?
They'd be tiny.
Exactly. Yeah,
you never know. I've heard moles pack a punch.
So, and to finish off, it's to finish off.
Hey.
It was upsetting more later on when you actually think that it could be someone's relative, is what she said.
Or it just could be someone that's missing their testicles.
Yeah. And...
But surely somebody would report that they're missing their male testicles.
But how do they... So it might be... It must be... Surely she would know if it was, like, real, because there'd be, like, fleshy bits in it and...
I don't know. So far, police are unclear whether the body part is human or belonged to another animal.
Well, it's well, obviously it has got fleshy bits, but you don't just suddenly drop them and lose them, do you?
Well, I mean, it could have been a they could have been washed up from anywhere, couldn't they?
They could have been. Well, it's not really. It is the sea, but it's like the it's like an enclave, isn't it? You know, Western is like. It's like the start of the river.
Right.
Isn't it? The River Severn, isn't it?
This is very factual.
The estuary. Oh, yeah.
Is it?
It's like an estuary. There you go. That's a good word, isn't it? Estuary. I'll go with that.
What does that mean?
It's the start of the river. And
didn't it say that it was... Stee.
Stee? Sea. Breen!
Breen. Breen! So, yeah, Breen.
Maybe they got a shark.
Do you think so?
Like Jaws. You know when they
but
found
surely,
the
surely, on any person, the penis and testicles is the meatiest bit. Well, not everybody,
I don't know. I suppose.
definitely not in my case.
But it'd be like just, it literally is the Somerset jaws, where they find penis and testicles rather than the arm. So they haven't got a Roy Schneider, they got Farmer Roy.
Okay.
What was his name in that? Brody.
Brody, yeah.
Yeah, Farmer Brody.
Farmer Brody. Well... But there you go.
We ain't got a tractor big enough. We need a bigger tractor. Well, that'll do.
We ain't got a tractor big enough.
Yeah, it's fine.
Well, you're supposed to be saying, we need a bigger tractor.
That'll do.
We ain't got a tractor big enough.
That makes sense, doesn't it? Because it can't be the same otherwise.
But you wouldn't have a tractor on the beach, would you?
Well, they would.
Or in
they
the sea.
No, but they
not
rate...
in the sea. Definitely not in the
sea. Don't have sea tractors.
No.
Or do they?
And why would you? That'd be like that's. Why would you send a tractor to pick up a penis and male testicles?
We don't know.
Was it that big?
Nobody
exactly.
said how big it is.
Maybe it's a whale's penis and male testicles.
Do you know? I don't know where it is. There is actually a museum where it's called the museum, the penis museum.
Yeah, I think
isn't
it's in Scandinavia somewhere.
Somewhere like that, and
Denmark.
They've got the blue whale penis, which is like literally the whole length of the warehouse or something. Mm.
Is it real?
Apparently,
yeah.
Apparently so. Ooh. Would you go to such a museum?
No, I wouldn't. No.
Of course you would.
No, I wouldn't. So there you go.
Yes,
so
that put a little bit of it's funny.
So I don't know whether to save the other two.
Not for the person who lost his junk.
No, I don't know whether to save the other two stories. Absolutely. It's still not confirmed. I may save the other two stories, or I may get new ones for the next time there's bad news.
Bad news.
But, you know, there you go. Life is
Okay. Well done, I enjoyed that.
Thank
Cheered
you very much.
Up.
Let's do this.
It's time for the all-new Pancat Show. Top 10.
So here we are with
We're
the top
back.
10, and we should do this first.
10.
10 is Mother.
Mother. Darren Aronofsky. Darren Aronofsky.
And Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence and Javier Bardem. Is that all right? It's divided people big. Would you watch that?
Divided people big.
What's that?
That's my it's divided people big time.
Cro-Magnon man. Divided people big.
Careful.
Sorry.
Well, we know. Would you watch it? Have you watched it?
I don't know. I think it's one of those ones where a lot of people said it's just bad and maybe it's good because it's bad, if that makes sense.
It's divided people right down the middle. Some,
people
think
it's very
genius.
Pretentious. And
I don't really know what it is.
Darren Aronofsky.
Yeah,
that means nothing
it's,
to me.
It's it looks they've marketed it as a
horror film,
but it's not.
It's very allegorical.
Yeah, but are you just saying that as people that like horror films?
No,
it's not a horror film.
It's not a horror film. No. They've cut the trailer so it looks like it's a
horror film.
Home invasion horror film, but it's not.
It's sort of got metaphors about Mother Nature and stuff like that in it.
And God.
And God.
And religion.
And
sounds like
stuff
thing.
Like that. So here we go.
9.
Despicable Me 3.
Well, we've said enough about Despicable Me
Massive.
3.
Massive.
Would you call me? Not very nice, that.
I wasn't talking
8.
The Jungle Bunch.
Well, we looked this up last week.
Mowgli and...
No, wrong film. Oh. This is, I think it was like a French or Italian production that's come over here. It was made a while ago, but they've... into English language.
You sounded like a right racist then. It's a French-Italian thing. It's come over here.
Yeah.
Taking our jobs.
Taking our spots in the cinema.
No, but it's not been very well reviewed, but it's doing all right because it's on the tail end of the school holidays, wasn't it?
Okay.
7.
Emoji movie.
Is that still in the top 10? Yeah. That is crazy.
If you think, it, how many literally, weeks? It was been in the top 10, what is it, 9, I think, weeks?
Yeah, weeks feels, on release, 9.
It feels like longer than that.
But yeah. There was nothing else out for the kids, was there? No, nobody capitalised this year on a child's movie.
That's crazy. Anyway, let's move on.
6.
Home Again.
Not sure on this
one.
Well,
this one. Is Greasy Reese, isn't
it? Oh, yeah, Reese Witherspoon. Reese Witherspoon. Michael Sheen and other
and
people.
And she shags a 25-year-old or something, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Just a rom-com. I saw Graham Norton this week because Harrison Ford and that was on it. And Greasy Reese was on there with...
Who else is in it? Somebody else famous is in it. Was it good?
Who played? I can't remember her name. You were talking about her last night. Harley Quinn. She played Harley Quinn.
Oh, Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie was on there. Margot Robbie did a tattoo on one of the studio people.
On his audience. Toe.
Yeah, on his toe.
Oh, really?
Big toe.
On his big toe. Which looks like a thumb, apparently.
Okay.
Big toe.
Yeah, on a big,
I'm going to have to watch. I like Graham Norton.
He's all right. Not I only watched it because Harrison Ford and Ryan Gosling were on there. But
apparently he laughed, didn't he?
Who?
Harrison Ford.
He was brilliant. I don't like people saying that he's grumpy and stuff. He was fantastic. He's got a really dry sense of humour. People seem to see that as being grumpy.
Shut your face.
I got a dry sense of humour. What was that movie called?
Home Again.
That's it, right.
6.
No, we want 5.
5.
Flatliners.
The remake, isn't
this
it?
This has got 0% on Rotten Tomatoes, apparently.
It looks awful. There was an 80s film with Kiefer Sutherland, Julia Roberts, Oliver Platt. People like that. Oliver Platt. And they've remade it, I believe. I think it's a remake.
Well, they have, yeah. No, you don't need to believe. They have. It's number 6
no,
in the charts.
Is it a remake?
It's on this bit of paper
or
right
is it
here.
Continuation. Is it a remake?
It's a remake, I think. Although Kiefer is in the movie, I think. I don't know whether he's... But only like as a... I got to stop doing that.
Yeah, I'm turning into bloody Hugh Grant.
Okay.
Goodbye, Christopher Robin.
I actually want to see this.
Do you?
It looks sweet.
Margot Robbie.
Yeah, Margot Robbie. Donald Gleeson. Is it
Domhnall. General Hux.
Yeah. It's the story of A.A. Milne and how he wrote Winnie the Pooh.
I thought it was Peter Rabbit.
No.
There goes that.
No.
So I want to see that. It looks sweet. It looks a weepy.
Yeah.
You can't handle a weepy.
3.
Victoria and Abdul.
It's done very well. It's like the sequel to Mrs. Brown, isn't it?
Mrs. Bear. Ah, feck.
Not that one.
Oh, right.
Not that one. With Billy Connolly. Oh,
feck.
Yeah. Take it over here, Victoria. That'll do, won't it? Was that?
Okay.
It?
All right.
That's just a spoiler.
Okay.
2.
It.
One of the films of the year for me is still generally well. It's actually gone back to number one in America.
It has.
Great.
It has. My missus thought...
it's all right.
She thought it was okay.
I liked it. I'd watch it again.
I would really watch it again. I thought it was very, very good. Oh.
1.
Kingsman, The Golden Circle.
I still haven't seen it.
Have you not?
No, I just haven't had a chance. I want to see it.
It's had very mixed reviews. I went in with my arms crossed.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'd seen some reviews and thought, oh, yeah, maybe it's not going to...
Did but you actually really... sit there with your arms crossed?
I did for the first little bit, yeah.
Oh,
and I really enjoyed it. My wife thought it was...
It's all right.
Okay. Elton John is fantastic. He's so funny.
Right, just quickly, because I know time is short. There's a lot of contention about a certain scene, isn't there?
Yeah.
So, is it or isn't it?
It is.
You think it is contentious and...
it depends what you say contentious. Would you say... In what context do you mean that?
Well, degrading, I suppose, a lot of people have said, maybe, a little bit, or...
I would say that it's quite... It's graphic in a... non 18 certificate kind of way.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Because obviously the first movie ended with a scene that a lot of people objected to.
Yeah, but that was implied. You didn't actually see anything.
No, whereas this you
Whereas did. This, I was... for this particular moment, I was waiting for the camera to cut and then cut and then cut and I'm thinking, well, it's going to cut in a minute. And I think, oh, right, okay. So it doesn't cut until
is
a certain
it,
thing happens.
So do you see things?
You no, it's all, it's, well, it depends on what you say. No, you if you're talking about flaps, no. So,
it's, don't worry.
Yeah, yeah. If you're talking about that, then no. But at the same time, it's hard to explain. It's hard to explain without actually having to see it or without spoiling it for somebody.
Right. Okay.
So there you go.
Right, well, let's have another song then.
Let's do that.
Let's do this one.
Sam, please join us.
Hello, Sam Keane. Welcome to us.
And the year is
1998. I want to say a big thank you to the number one Fran Drama for picking 1998.
Oh, it was our number one Fran. I mean, yeah. I need to do a jingle for Fran. I need to get a number one Fran jingle for Fran.
Get on it.
Keep stalling and stuttering. Is that what she's saying? I think that's because of the setting I've done. I've done that 7, 10.
Oh, 80. We're too high powered. Oh, sorry, everyone watching. So, right, let's get into this. 1998. Can you tell me what the film of the year in 19... We're just dragging me out. So, what do you think was the film of 1998?
Okay. 1998. I'm trying to remember what the film was for last... Oh, it was Titanic last year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, 1998.
Now, you see, Titanic can't be 1998, even though it kept going through 1998. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Notting Hill.
No, do you want me to tell you? Shall I put you out of your misery?
No, give me a guess.
Can't even remember 1998.
Right, let me give you both
a clue.
How
old were you in 1998, Jen?
Hang on. Six.
You probably wouldn't remember. Although you would know that there was a famous song from this movie, and you've seen them live. I know very well you've seen them live twice. And you saw them this year?
Kiss?
No. Very big band. The lead singer's got big lips.
Rolling Stones.
No, not
I've
that.
Not seen the Stones.
Aerosmith.
Yeah. Aerosmith. Armageddon.
Armageddon. That was the number one movie of the year.
Yeah,
was it?
It Fair came play. In at 553,700,000.
I love that movie.
So that was the number one there. So what was the Premier League champions of that year, Pat?
98.
So
would
it would
have been
97, Arsenal. 98. It was the Arsenal.
No, wasn't that the...
Boring Arsenal.
No, wasn't that the Impregnables? Not Impregnables, what are they called?
Well, they didn't lose a point. Yeah. But they still only ended up with about 70, didn't they?
No, but they didn't lose a game all through
That's
the season.
Right.
What are they called?
The Impregnables.
Impregnables.
Shite. Controversial, sorry. I'm just saying. Right, this year, 1998, we lost some legends. So we said farewell to Frank Sinatra.
No, my way.
Phil Hartman. He was from The Simpsons.
He was,
one of the
Lionel boys. Hutz.
He was.
Yeah.
Sonny Bono.
He got killed by his wife.
His wife shot him.
He was a Saturday Night Live legend.
He was. Yeah. He was
Jingle All the Way. Have you seen Jingle All the Way?
No.
The Arnold Schwarzenegger Christmas movie.
Oh, hang on.
With the little boy and he's Turbo Man.
Turbo Man toy.
No.
Oh, right. Phil Hartman plays the sleazy, like, husband next door.
Oh, okay.
In that, if anybody doesn't know.
Sonny Bono.
Sonny Bono, part of?
Sonny and
Cher.
Cher
and Sonny.
Sonny.
Do you know how he died?
He was skiing, wasn't
it? Yeah, he smacked a tree on the way down.
Yeah, he did.
Ouch.
Wasn't he like a mayor or something? He went into politics.
He was a nightmare.
He went into politics.
Hey.
Roy Rogers. Died that year.
He was a famous cowboy,
famous with his horse Trigger.
Linda
McCartney, famous for the vegetarian range.
Yeah.
Well, she died.
In 1998.
But she still makes sausages.
Ooh. Well, her company does.
Yeah. Her legacy lives on.
Always made me laugh when somebody isolated her singing when Paul McCartney sings live.
And they isolated her singing.
Because she would play the keyboards.
Yeah.
And she was...
She couldn't
shouldn't speak ill of the dead. Awful. It was awful. But some sound man that had a vendetta against her isolated her singing and put it out. I don't know how they put it out in those days.
Yeah, it was awful.
In the days
before the internet was started. It was there in 98.
Wait, no, but it was. Yeah, but.
Roddy McDowall.
Oh.
In the original Planet of the Apes. He played Cornelius, isn't it? I can't remember.
Galen, wasn't it?
Was it calling me names again?
Yeah, you Galen.
Akira Kurosawa.
Say that again.
Akira Kurosawa, famous film director. What did he direct?
He directed
Redbeard. There's a clue. There's one film he did. Famous for the samurai films.
Yeah, the samurai films. Seven samurai. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Hidden Fortress. Didn't he do Hidden Fortress?
He did. Did he?
Which is one of the ones that George Lucas used as a starting point for Star Wars.
Tammy Wynette.
Tammy Wynette, D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
She did a song with KLF, didn't she?
She did, We're Justified and We're Ancient.
Lloyd Bridges.
Lloyd Bridges.
A great comedy actor who's in, like, Airplane and all that, wasn't he?
In Hot Shots.
Oh, you're funny.
He's one of the best ones. When he goes to that guy, pudding, he's got chocolate pudding and splits in his face.
Falco.
And, of course, he's the father of?
Jeff. And Bo.
Exactly.
Jeff and Bo. Jeff and Bridges Bo. And Bo. Falco, Rock Me Amadeus singer. He yes. died.
Rock Me Amadeus, Rock Me Amadeus.
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 Amadeus. Amadeus. Amadeus.
Oh, Amadeus. Can we Rock Me Amadeus?
I believe he died in a car crash as well.
I think he did.
Yeah. Not so much of a legend. Pol Pot died.
Oh, really?
That year as
who
well.
Is he?
He was the one who caused all the killing fields in Cambodia and places like that. It was such a dictator. What an awful guy.
So, why did you mention him?
Well, because it was quite a significant death, apparently.
Even so, but you're giving him, like, props. You're mentioning him.
Pol Pot.
You shouldn't mention him.
Pol Pot?
No.
Stop mentioning him. Stop saying his name. January came
in 1998.
Did
and
it
after
really?
An absence of a few years, Michael Parkinson returned to our screens again. Returned to our screens again with his chat show.
Oh, what was it called?
I don't remember.
Ask Aspore.
Wogan. Do you remember? R.I.P. So okay. That was that, yeah. That came back to our screens.
Hang on a minute. You're telling me that in 1998, the biggest thing that happened in January
was that Michael...
Well, because you mentioned Pol Pot 20 times.
Pol Pot.
Stop mentioning it.
Unbelievable. Go on, then.
Pol Pot noodle. February. The United Kingdom competes in the Winter Olympics in Nagano, Japan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Did we win? Entered. Anything?
You don't want to, no, we had a bronze. That was about it.
That was it?
Yeah, we were a poor year that year.
Okay, no Eddie the Eagle that year then.
No,
obviously.
That was 88. Wrong, that was 10 years before.
There you go, Sam.
March! The 70th Annual Academy Awards are held. What was the big film of those 70th awards?
Well, that would have been Titanic.
It was. It swept the board, really, of everything, apart from actors, wasn't it? I think you did everything else.
I think so. That was when Jim Cameron said he was king of the world.
That's right, he did.
Thank you very much.
What did he say?
King of the world!
April, Disney opened Animal Kingdom at their theme park in Orlando, Florida. You been?
Yep.
You been?
Yep.
Have you been?
Nope.
Hey.
That's because you keep mentioning Pol Pot.
So. Was it good, Animal Kingdom?
I can't really remember it. I was quite young at the time, but there's animals.
Yeah, and it's a bit of a kingdom.
Is it good?
They've got a big tree of life from like the Lion King, which is really good.
Really? With the monkey living in it?
Yeah, no, it's just like a big tree that's got loads of carvings on it. It's
really
good.
It's nicely done, though, isn't it? It's well done.
It is very nice, yeah.
Excellent.
There was a guy. It was Millie's birthday that when we went there, her first birthday, I think. And a guy was walking around with a guitar, and he made a song up on the spot called Millie Pops. It was called.
Oh, really?
Was it good? It was really sweet. It's on the video somewhere.
I want to see that.
No.
May came. The Eurovision Song Contest was held in Birmingham at the indoor arena, and it was won by.
It's not that Israel chick that was a bird. Yeah. It was a guy.
A bird that was a guy.
With a beard.
No, it didn't have a beard, did it?
That was recently, wasn't it?
Did it?
That was the recent one. That was Chiquita or whatever. Well, with
who won it then?
Dana that... International. It was a trans... Yeah,
that's the one that had the beard, wasn't it?
No, she didn't have a beard.
I swear the bearded woman was like a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Wasn't... What was he called or she called? I don't know if it was...
Brian.
No, it's something like Swan Vesta or something.
Was it? I don't know. I don't watch it. I don't even know why I said that.
Ready?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I'm ready.
June 1998, the DVD format was released in the UK for the first time.
Oh.
With Jumanji being one of the first films available to buy.
And now even that's old hat.
Yeah.
You still got a DVD player, Jen?
We do, actually.
Do you?
Yeah, I only got a PS4 end of last year, so I've only just been able to start watching Blu-rays.
Really?
Yeah.
I've still got a Blu-ray player.
And I think I only own like
a DVD player.
I only own like 3 Blu-rays.
And what are they? Jumanji, Armageddon,
and Titanic.
It's questionable choices.
Go on then.
It's Ab Fab.
What, the film?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not seen it. Don't judge me.
Okay.
Yeah, the first Sex and the City film.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And Trainspotting.
That's fair enough.
So.
Yeah, you're forgiven.
As Meatloaf once said, 1 out of 3 ain't bad.
That's right, I remember that song well. July, the second Harry Potter book was released. Now, you'll know what it's called. Pat, what was the second book?
Chamber of Secrets.
Well done, Woo! You.
Thank you very
Give
much.
Give yourself a Blue Peter badge. Give yourself a Pol Pot on the back.
That can't become a catchphrase.
No, let's not make a T-shirt out of that.
August comes.
Oh, August.
The best month of the year.
It is indeed.
The Independent Complaints Commission upholds viewers' complaints after one of Bewitched uses the phrase "feck off" during an interview live on a kids' channel, Nickelodeon. Well, they are Irish.
And now the BBC laud it because of Mrs. Brown's Boys.
Yeah, but they were pulled over the coals.
Were they?
They were royally bollocked.
Is that why they were never heard of again until their 20th anniversary, which is happening...
Well, no, they've got a tour coming, haven't we? We found out.
Yeah.
We're going.
No, we're not.
No, you're busy waiting for S Club 7 because you've still got your T-shirt.
Yeah.
I know. Rachel. September came and ITV broadcast the first ever episode of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Right, that was.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
It was a big thing.
It was huge.
Do you ever see the documentary about that major that cheated?
No.
Have you ever seen that? Yeah, it was fascinating.
How could you cheat it though? Surely
because
it's random.
No, but there was a guy in the audience that he knew the answers, or
he had access.
Is that why he's been coughing?
Yeah,
the coughs.
They showed the questions being asked, and when he went through the questions, went through the answers,
he'd cough.
They amplified the studio sound, and you could hear a cough. And then he did it, and he got it absolutely right.
That's quite clever, though.
Yeah,
he won it.
He got the million, but obviously...
Did he get to keep it?
No, prosecuted.
No. If you... I think the documentary's on YouTube. Watch it if you can. It is Major Ingram, is
that
right?
That's right. He was from here.
They were from around here, yeah.
Like Chippenham way.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's not a surprise, is it?
But it is fascinating that he almost got away with it. If it wasn't with those damn meddling
kids. Those pesky kids. Right, so where are we now? October.
Oh, October.
Richard Bacon causes controversy this time on Blue Peter for getting fired.
Telling him to feck off.
After it was revealed he'd been snorting cocaine.
I know, he's a naughty boy.
Blue Peter, cocaine, ex-porn stars, whatever next.
John Leslie. thinking of that.
Just draw a line.
I just happened to be...
That's a mood damper.
Well, I happened to be looking at different bits of the internet a few days ago, and I happened to stumble somehow across the Abby Titmus John Leslie video.
That's convenient.
I hadn't seen that for years. It just happened to like open up on my computer for no apparent reason.
Oh, but he wasn't really in it. It was
He was in it at the start.
Abby Titmus and then somebody else.
Yeah.
Another woman.
Yeah.
Do you reckon that was her real name?
Abby Titmus.
You wouldn't have.
You'd get that changed, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
What ever happened to Abby Titmus?
She's doing all right.
Really?
Checking up on her?
I think I actually did a few weeks ago, a couple of months ago. I actually had that same thought of, whatever happened to Abby Titmus? And I just thought I'd have a look and see what was going on with her.
What's happening?
And got kids, I think.
She became famous for being porn, wasn't she?
Well, for that video,
for being porn.
For being porn.
Just for being porn.
The epitome of porn.
She had a big sign on her head. I am porn.
Porn pot.
Yeah. Anyway.
November. Film 4 starts up and is released as a subscription service to start.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
That didn't last very long, did it?
No, and now it's all free. I love Film 4. I love Film 4.
Yeah, it's
good. Great, Film 4. It's absolutely great. December. Christmas.
Yay.
The episode of EastEnders where Tiff Mitchell, I don't know, was killed.
Martin
pulls
McCutcheon.
In a whopping 22.5 million viewers.
God, those days are gone.
I wasn't one of them.
No, not me. So that was Tiff, what was her name?
Yeah, Martine McCutcheon, wasn't it?
Is that her?
She was... the one from Love Actually?
Yeah.
This Ross, is my moment.
That was Ross's, Ross Kemp's husband, wife.
Husband?
This is my perfect moment.
All right,
with
yeah, okay.
You. The is biggest that... selling song from 1998 was.
I don't want to miss a thing.
No. My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion.
Oh.
Was still the biggest selling song. There
that's
you go.
Crazy.
Should have been Aerosmith.
And number one was Bewitched with Roller Coaster.
Are we going to listen to that now?
Yes, we are.
Oh, let's
here
have a little
go.
Bit of Bewitched.
Here they go. There we go, the good old Bewitched. C'est la vie, c'est la vie, c'est la vie, c'est la vie. Yeah, I am literally pointing at your box. Excuse me.
Yeah, so, right, we're going to have another one of these. Hang on a sec, where's the...
Where is it? Get it on.
It's time for the all-new Pancat Show. Top 10. I have a top 10 that you two need to think about.
Don't forget we've got Jen's challenge.
Yeah, I know. I want to get this out of the way first, right, and then we can concentrate for the challenge at the end.
Okay, we got
because
a little
I don't want to have to worry about this with the challenge.
Oh,
do you know what I mean? I need to concentrate.
He needs to
he's got his game face
exactly.
on.
So we're ending with the challenge.
We are ending with the challenge this week.
It's always a challenge to end.
Okay, earworms. Do you know what an earworm is?
Yeah, it's a song that gets in your head and you can't stop singing it.
Right, so the top 10 catchiest songs of all time, according to science... have been sorted out. This was on CNET.com. This is the result of a year-long study conducted by the Museum of Science and Industry in Manchester, UK. Users were directed to a special website where they could play an online game called Hooked on Music, which contained clips of 1,000 hit songs from the past 70 years. The game, the top-selling 40 tracks of each decade since the 40s. A game collected data from over 12,000 people. So I have the top 10 here.
Right.
I want you to... to start telling me, we'll see out of you two.
Hooked on Music, Hooked on Classics. So, do you remember them, albums?
Let's don't get distracted.
Right,
stay
no,
on target. Stay on target.
So, top songs that are earworms.
That's hard, though.
Oh.
I know it's subjective, but this has been obviously been... all the information has been collated and convalesced and considered.
You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog.
It's not right. It's not in the top ten.
Okay.
There's got to be a Beatles song in there or something.
No, there isn't.
No,
actually, no.
I thought Hey Jude. No, might
that's
have been
what
there.
I was going
to
say. Hey
and the
Jude.
Way that it, the way that they work it out is that it's how long it takes the song to play before you recognise what the song is.
We Will Rock You
is not on there either. No.
Bohemian Rhapsody. Was there got to be a Queen one on there?
No, there isn't a Queen one on there. I'll give you number 10. Give you number 10.
Yeah, give us a starting point.
Which isn't really a start anyway, because I think we're going to be playing this one in a second. So that's number 10.
Yeah.
It took 2.84 seconds for that one.
Okay.
So that's number 10.
I don't think that's an earworm. Just
well,
it's
it is.
It's a good song, though.
It's the most recognisable.
Okay, right.
Catchiest song.
Everyone knows the chorus.
Yeah, don't indeed. Want to miss a thing.
Right, come on then.
Number 9. Give us a clue. So many songs to choose from then. Let me go. Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine.
No.
Eminem, The Real Slim Shady.
No.
The Jam, Going Underground.
No.
That Carly Rae Jepsen song, Call Me Maybe.
Call Me... No.
Because
no.
that's catchy.
That is
yeah.
very
it's annoying,
catchy.
But it's
that
catchy.
So, let me give you number 9. Here's number 9.
We're not doing...
Don't you want me, baby?
Don't you want me? Oh, do you want me, baby? Don't you want me? Oh, working as a waitress in a cocktail.
There you go, that's number 9. 2.83 seconds. That took.
Okay. Let me guess then.
I will let me give you a clue. The next one is an actual one of the ultimate love songs. So,
say you say no. Me. Say it again.
No, but it's sung by somebody who died too young.
Oh.
Oh well, that narrows it down.
Yeah.
Well, it's part of the 27 Club, is it?
No, not part of the 27 Club.
Why are you assuming it's a he?
Exactly. Or a she? They died. They died. Sort of middle age, but they still died too young, if that makes sense.
Right. Ultimate love song.
What do you define as middle aged?
I'm thinking who's died and sung a love song. I don't know.
It's clear. It's from a movie. Oh, you do?
Yeah. I want to say Whitney Houston, but I don't.
Oh, I would. Well done, Jen.
Well done, Jen. Jen's got one.
Well done, Jen.
I am taking that one.
Remember her lip in the video?
That's how she always sang, wasn't it? Yeah, she always had that vibrato.
Vibrato.
So, Jen's on a roll now.
Well done, Jen.
Christmas song?
No.
No?
Okay. Oh, no, I see where you're
Mariah
going.
Mariah Carey, the Christmas.
Or I wish
thingy.
It could be Christmas every day. No, all that sort
catchy
of stuff.
As.
No. So, number 7, somebody else who also is dead.
Narrows it down. Pol Pot.
So, and was a member of music royalty.
Freddie Mercury.
No.
I think C Queen.
Yeah. No, you're on the right track, though.
I was going to say Elton John, and then I realised he's still alive.
No, he's still alive.
Yeah, David Bowie.
No, think of, like, say, somebody who is royalty. So if you think of, like...
Prince! Sorry. No.
But if you think of, like, Elvis was the king of rock and roll...
ABBA. No, they're not still alive.
ABBA.
Queens.
So who was the king of pop?
Michael Jackson.
Yes. What? Which song?
Billie Jean.
No.
No.
Beat It. Thriller.
Beat It.
Beat It.
Beat It. Beat It. Oh,
baby. Okay, so number 6. Now, a 50s and 60s sort of rock... icon.
Bill Haley.
No, that actually went into the 70s and 80s and
Chuck
also
Berry.
Into the 90s.
Chuck Berry.
No, he was part of another band. Part of an all-star band.
Buddy Holly.
No, part of an all-star band.
Oh, Roy Orbison.
Yeah.
Only the lonely.
No.
Oh. I don't know which... What was the other one he had?
Could you just sing that again?
play it. I can't think what... Pretty Woman. Oh. Yeah. Do you know, I'd actually forgotten about this song.
Pretty Woman. Okay, that's number 6. So we're halfway through. So you did mention this band just slightly earlier.
Queen.
No.
Guns N' Roses.
No.
Yes, they say.
Think of one of the bands that we've talked about before. That they have, like, they write indestructible songs.
You too.
No.
Was it today we mentioned them?
Well, you've mentioned them just a minute ago, but I think last week we actually mentioned them in regards, not last week, the week before, in regards to songs.
Aerosmith.
No.
ABBA.
It is ABBA.
ABBA.
Which song?
Dancing Queen.
No.
Knowing Me, Knowing You.
No.
Mamma Mia.
No.
Winner Takes It All.
No.
No.
Great pop songs, weren't they? There was something just great.
Yeah. Okay, number 4. Let's try and go through these. Number 4 is someone who's a bit more contemporary, a bit more of today.
Okay, Eminem.
No.
Why do you always go for Eminem?
Yeah, what's wrong with Eminem? Think that she's a lady.
Beyonce.
No. Gaga.
Yes. What song?
Ooh. Poker Face.
I would. No.
Whatever that one was.
That's Bad,
bad
romance. No, it's the other one.
I don't... No, that's not...
I would say Bad Romance is more known.
Poker Face.
Yeah.
That gets stuck in my head.
Poker Face. That's Arkwright. Arkwright singing that one. Okay, number three from a famous movie of the 80s.
Back to the Future.
No, with one of the classiest and most recognisable starts of a song.
I've Had the Time of My Life.
Oh, I thought he was going to say it then. No.
I something then.
Yeah.
Oh. I Have the Tiger, it's the rule of the fight. I love the video where they just walk down the street.
Yeah.
It's such a good video.
Yeah. Okay.
So innocent about
number
it.
Two... is a song that has been number one, I believe, by two different people.
Ooh.
In two different versions.
Okay.
It's a party favourite.
Party?
It's one of those movies, one of those songs that is a absolute piece of cheese.
But everybody loves it.
Everybody gets up and dances to it.
Oh, really? The Nolans?
No. No, it's not.
I don't know. What's wrong with the Nolans?
No.
No, come on. A little bit of money. Okay. Mambo number five, is it Mambo?
There's two versions of this.
Bob the Builder did a version.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
A little bit of George in number six, whatever it is.
Something like that.
I think
that.
I preferred the Bob the Builder version.
Yeah.
Did you?
A little bit of cement goes a long way.
I don't think that's how it works.
So that leaves number one. So what is the number one...
We've
earworm, according to science, takes 2.29 seconds to recognise the movie.
Wow.
I keep saying movie.
Demi Roussos.
No. It is an iconic...
What's that song? Save your love,
no.
My darling.
It's an,
that's
Rene
that's
and Renato.
It.
It's an iconic song by
John.
An iconic band.
Oh, a band.
One of the iconic bands of the 90s.
Spice Girls. They were big, weren't they?
Oh, that's a shame.
What I really, really want, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
Tell you what I want, really, really, easy, pretty bag.
Be my lover, gotta be with my friends.
I thought there was another, I'll tell you what, I really, really want.
Do you know, one of the funniest moments on TV, really made me laugh, was 8 out of 10 does Countdown, didn't they? Alex Horn was on 8 out of 10.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's one of the funniest moments I've ever seen on telly. The band just kept doing it. He didn't know the lyrics, so all he sang was, I'll take what I want, what I really...
And it just, but in that awful monotone voice.
And it just
that
went on. Like, it's the sort of humour we like, Pav. It just went on. And well, that was fun. I enjoyed that.
There you go. There
I'll
go.
Tell
we
you
sucked
what,
at it, but...
And we, yeah, but it was all right. Right, we're going to go over again, but it doesn't matter because we've got this.
Jen's got another challenge.
Got another challenge.
Okay.
Who's opening the envelope?
I opened it last time. It's your turn.
Okay, here we go.
Your turn.
Just worried now that this is going to be another 15-minute challenge like last week. Okay, to be or not to be, who is the brightest spelling bee?
Shite.
Okay.
Who's going first? Who wants a word first?
Well, I'll let you
let's
go
do,
first.
Let's do...
Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, we'll do fingers. I'll have odds, you have evens.
Okay.
So one, two, three, and then
okay,
do that, okay?
Right.
I'll have odds, you have
evens.
Ready?
I don't understand what's
going on.
So
it's five fingers, so odds. So I'll go first.
Okay,
got
right.
It then.
Ready for your first word.
Okay, help me out on Facebook Live, please.
No, I'm
not on Facebook Live.
Okay.
Malarkey.
Malarkey. M-A-R-L-A-R-K-E-Y. Malarkey.
Oh!
No!
There's no R in it. There's no R in it.
M-A-L-A-R-K-E-Y.
There's no R in it.
Is this like sudden death? If he gets this right, does that mean he's won?
No,
you've got three each.
Oh, right, okay.
And then if it's a draw, we've got a tiebreaker.
I always thought it was Malarkey.
No. It's Malarkey.
Right, Neil, first word. Ready?
What a shizer.
Gubbins.
Gubbins.
Oh.
GUBBINS.
Yes.
Gubbins, Bernard Gubbins.
Goddamn Gubbins. Sick and tired of all this malarkey.
Okay, right.
So I wasn't throwing that at you, Jen.
He's getting vicious.
People witnessed that happen. I have. There is evidence.
Jen just happened to get in the way. Okay, next one.
He's just dropping you.
Ready?
Yeah.
Lollygag.
Oh my God. LOLLIGAG.
So close.
Are you joking? One L, is it?
LOLLY.
You're kidding me. That was a whole
point. What's a lollygag?
Look, hang on. I have the
definition. You lollygag from here. You lollygag in the outfield. You lollygag in the infield.
Someone Durham, who is messing around or wasting time.
Yeah. There you go.
Lollygag. I thought it's not going to be Y because it's going to be an I because it's going to that's what's going to be the.
Here we go.
So you need this to win.
I do.
I don't think he's going to get this one.
It's going to be isn't it, or arse it. Or something like that.
Tit. No, I'm joking. No. Snolly ghoster.
Oh my God. Snolly. Snolly ghoster. S N O. L L Y G H O S T E R.
No, S N O L L Y G O S T E R.
Oh, I put an H in it.
That's what I would have done.
H from steps turned up.
Yeah, I need this. I need this one.
This one. It's like penalties.
I need this one. Yeah,
right. You need it. Concentrate.
Third one.
Okay.
Collywobbles.
Collywobbles.
Collywobbles. I can keep repeating it.
Collywobbles. You know what? I am so stressed, I can't even think what letter that starts with. That's how bad I am. I'm so stressed.
Relax. Right, breathe. Concentrate.
Collywobbles.
See, now if I go with Stan Collymore, it's C-O-L-L-Y. But if it's like... Collywobbles. C-O... C O L L I W O B B L E S.
No,
it's a Y, isn't it?
It was a Y. Ah,
he doesn't like the Y.
Should have gone with it.
I run. I jump. He wins another challenge. Go on.
I don't like his smug tone.
Well, I had to put up with yours over the Phoenix Festival, didn't I? Right. Do you want me to have a go at the last one?
You want to do your third one?
Yeah, go on.
Although, if you get this wrong, then it's a draw.
No. It doesn't work like that. Remember the egg. Remember the Alamo egg.
Ready?
Yeah. Don't blame Pol Pot.
Widdershins.
Widdershins. W-I-D-E-R-S-H-I-N-S.
Double D. It was a double D, Neil.
Yeah. Well, I went for the Australian spelling.
So that means that it's Neil 2, Pavo... That was late, wasn't it?
Right, let's put the last song on quickly. Here it is. Last song of 1998. There we go. We've just been chatting about the challenges. Pav's sort of not enjoying them now. As much as he enjoyed them before, he's enjoying them now. So it's going to be a very quick finish, so thank you very much for the challenge.
Poo bags.
Say that again.
Poo bags.
Aww. That was Pav when he was growing up. So have a lovely weekend, whatever you may be doing, folks. Thank you very much for the challenges, Jen, and joining us tonight.
Yes, thank you, Jen.
Great fun. Thank you.
Don't keep going.
That just puts
That's
me off.
That's off-putting.
Oh, dear.
It's not a noise you hear every day.
So have a good, thank you very much, Pav. I've got a little thing we can play out there.
Have you?
If you want
I think
to.
I nibble on Jen first.
Hello. So thank you very much, everyone, for listening. If you want to check out all our other podcasts, do please go to the iTunes. And
you're one lazy little sod, you.
And
eat my face.
Yeah. And do
you
download.
You can't
our,
handle the truth.
Do download our other stuff.
It's all right.
We are also on YouTube, and if you want to get hold of us, do
you
please
want
email
answers?
Us. The next time, then the next time we will be on air, the year will be 1977, so we'll be back in our flares. I'm going to say, I know, and
hey,
I'm going to
Chief.
I'm going to say cheerio to everybody. Thank you very much for
I'm
listening.
Pickle Rick!
We'll
Rick!
See you all again soon.
I think I'll nibble on Jen first.